Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Chairman Dean Erdahl. He's the chair of the House Legacy Committee, a representative of rural Minnesota, and so a perfect guest for today's program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good to be talking with you.
Now, this is something that I can't believe I didn't think of doing a program about earlier, because the Legacy Amendment, well, it was passed in 2008, so it's been in effect since 2009. And I guess maybe having a little bit of history isn't a bad thing to have a conversation about the economic impact that Legacy has had on rural Minnesota. And I imagine you would know a thing or two about that.
Well, a little bit. And, you know, waiting a few years maybe is a good thing, because there's more knowledge, more data to talk about. You know, roughly 90% of the funding goes into Greater Minnesota, and that's kind of natural, because most of the habitat and the water is in Greater Minnesota. This last session, we did $540 million, and another $100 million next year will go into just habitat. So it's roughly each biennium somewhere between $650 and $700 million.
And that's a sizable chunk of change. But these kinds of projects they tend to take quite a lot of resources to get done, right?
Oh yeah, and they range greatly in cost. I mean, from maybe a few tens of thousands to millions of dollars. So there's a big range in the cost of the projects.
But we should probably, for our listeners' benefit, you know, kind of briefly go over what the Legacy Amendment was intended to do. It's not even 1% sales tax, right? It's less than a percent.
Creates a 1%.
Yeah.
And this was passed in 2008 as a constitutional amendment. So the people of Minnesota, in a time of recession, I should add, voted to increase their taxes to fund four dedicated funds. And whether the state is in deficit or we have an economic recession, no matter, this money is supposed to be spent in these four dedicated funds, which are 33% to outdoor heritage, 33% for clean water, 14.25% parks and trails, and 19.75% arts and cultural heritage.
And, of course, full disclosure, KMSU Radio, as a public radio outlet, benefits from some of the arts and cultural heritage funding, which, you know, we then spend in our community, just like the other non-commercial outlets that are scattered around the state as well. And with the intent, of course, of enhancing Minnesotans' lives with this arts and culture.
Well, yeah, we've funded it again in this last session, and you know, the Amper stations are certainly Greater Minnesota centered, and so it's another example of how this money does get out into Greater Minnesota.
Well, thank you, Chairman Erdahl. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Chairman Dean Erdahl, he is chair of the House Legacy Committee and a representative of rural Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.